right, so all right, pay attention real quick. We're going to look at the Christian code of conduct tonight. I want to teach you a lesson from the Bible about how Christians are supposed to behave. And then we're going to continue this lesson tomorrow night as well. So tonight's our first introduction lesson to this important topic, the Christian code of conduct. Yeah, boys and girls, you know what? God expects us to behave a certain way. God wants us to conduct ourselves in a particular manner. So in this lesson, we're going to look at the Christian code of conduct. We don't just go do whatever we want to do. We look at the Bible and ask God for what does the Bible say we ought to do. All right? So at this time, I just ask that you would close your eyes, bow your heads. We're going to open in prayer and then ask the Lord to bless our message for tonight. Let's pray. Our dear, kind Heavenly Father, we are thankful that we are happy. We may be a little bit tired, but Lord, we do pray that Your Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts through Your Word. Lord, that we would get rid of distractions that would take our mind off of the Word of God right now. Help us to give You the victory in our hearts. Lord, we surrender our hearts to You. Speak to us, we pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Well, first thing, before we talk about the Christian code of conduct and how does God expect us to behave, there are some basic things that you need to know. Make sure you look up here. This is very, very important. The very first, most important thing that you need to know is that before you can please God, you have to first be saved yourself. You have to first be saved. All right? Last night, I asked, is there anybody here who has not yet trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior? Let me ask you a question, boys and girls. How many times do you have to get saved? I just want you to think. I just want you to think. How many times do you have to get saved? How many times do you have to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior? And how many times do you need to get born again? How many times do you need to get saved? And the answer is, you need to get saved one time. There has to be a time in the past where you have trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior, where you opened your heart and you said, Lord, I need You to forgive me of my sins and come into my heart. I receive You as my Savior. Wash me in Your blood. Save me from my sin. Give me a home in heaven. You know, that's being saved. And we learned about that. This is the most important thing. The first thing you got to know is you have to first be saved. Second, here's something very, very important, Christians. Listen. After you get saved, you must hear God's Word. You must hear God's Word. How many of you remember last night's Bible verse? It was Psalm, I don't mean the address of the verse, Psalm 119, 130, but the idea of the Bible verse, the entrance of thy words giveth. Very good. All right, work with me. All right, let's do it again. The entrance of thy words giveth
life.
It giveth understanding to the simple. Now listen, boys and girls. After you get saved, the most important thing you need to do is you need to be listening. You need to be listening to God's holy word. That book that you have on your lap, you want to pick up your Bible. That book that you have, that is God's holy word. Whenever you come to church, you are being exposed to, you are listening to God's holy word. Now, listen, boys and girls. It is not enough to hear God's holy word. There's a third thing. Number three. This is very important. Watch. Not only do you have to hear God's word, Chase, but you have to do God's word. You have to do God's word. So everybody repeat after me. Hear.
Hear.
No, I didn't say it like that. I said hear.
Hear.
Yeah. With a little more power, right? Hear.
Hear.
And do.
And do.
Hear.
Hear.
And do.
And do.
Hear.
Hear.
And do.
And do.
And do.
And do.
Hear.
Hear.
And do.
And do.
Hear.
Hear.
And do.
And do.
Listen, boys and girls, if you can learn that principle right now, that it's not enough to just hear God's word. You have to be able to do God's word. After you listen to God, you need to do what God wants you to do. Look, whenever you read the Bible always has something for you to do. Every time you read the Bible, every preacher that preaches always teaches you to do something. Right? Look, I'm not just here talking and you just sitting there and then we're going to look at the Bible and then we have nothing to do. That's not going to happen. Is that right?
Right.
Say amen.
Amen.
All right, very good. Here's what the Bible says in James 1:22, and this is our main verse for tonight. The Bible says this, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Deceiving, deceiving, deceiving. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Deceiving.
Deceiving.
No, no, you got to say it like I do. I put the emphasis on the S. Deceiving.
Deceiving.
All right, somebody tell me. I need a lexicographer here. I need somebody who writes dictionaries to tell me what does the word deceiving mean? What do you think the word deceiving means? Let's see. You're a potential future lexicographer. It's like, what's that? You shouldn't raise your hand. Right. Don't raise your hand. You're going to do that. All right, let's see. John? Ooh. To be tricked. That is perfect. To be tricked. Now let me ask you a question, Christians. Do you think a Christian can be tricked? Yeah. I think a lot of Christians are deceived. They think they're something when in reality they're not. You ever act like that sometimes, you know? When you get a bad report card? You try to deceive mom and dad into thinking everything's okay when it's not okay. You ever done that before? I sure did. I was being deceitful. But look at what the Bible says. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Who are you deceiving? When you do not, that's right, very good. When you do not obey God's word, you are deceiving your own selves. You're only fooling yourself. You're not fooling God. You're not tricking God. Hey, boys and girls, God knows all about you. God knows all your secrets. God knows all your thoughts. God knows all about you. You're not fooling Him. You're fooling yourselves. How many of you, you be honest with me, how many of you know somebody who says they're something but they're not really that way? Raise your hand. You know, there's a word in the Bible about, hands down, there's a word in the Bible, look up here. There's a word in the Bible for people who act like they're something but they're really not. And that's a hypocrite. That's a fake. You think God wants us to be fake Christians? No, we're only deceiving our own selves. Now, I want you to see this here. I like to eat. Do you like to eat?
Yeah.
I love a refrigerator full of good stuff. I really do. In fact, the Bible is likened unto food, good food at times. It talks about, listen, look at this. It talks about strong meat. Strong meat. When I think of the word strong meat, Brother Greg, this is what I think of right here. Oh, yes. I'm talking a nice steak. You know what I'm taught with butter and all the fixings. Now listen, boys and girls. Whenever you go to the Bible and you hear the Bible and you do the Bible, you're feeding your soul with good things. But when you listen to the world instead of listen to the Bible, you're going to the dumpster for your spiritual food. Would you go to the dumpster for food?
No.
But when you listen to the world instead of listen to God's holy word, you're going to the dumpster for your food. That's why many Christians are fake. That's why they're one thing on the outside, but they're something different on the inside, because they've learned to deceive themselves. Do you think God wants you to be deceived? No. God doesn't want that. He wants to feed you with good things and load you up with good things. The Bible says, be ye what?
Doers.
Oh, don't lose me. Don't lose me. Everybody stand to your feet right now. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. All right. Everybody take a deep breath. Ready? Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. All right. Sit down. Sit up straight. Say it with me. When I give you a cue. Ready? But be ye of the word and not
hearers only,
deceiving
your
own
selves.
James 1:22. God wants you to be a doer of the word and not hearers only. Remember what we talked about? Hearing is good, but also doing. Otherwise, you're deceiving yourselves. Now, in the Bible, there's a story, particularly in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, but you don't have to turn there. We don't have the time to turn into that portion of Scripture. But do you know that Jesus told the story of the wise man who built his house upon a
rock?
I think of a picture like that. A wise man who found the rock for his foundation, and he built his house upon a rock. What happens when the storm came? The Akira, what happened? Yeah, you're right. It stayed firm. Even against the fierce storm, didn't it? And then Jesus likened that guy who built the house on a rock. You know who he likened that to? He likened that to the Christian who hears God's word and do what God wants him to do. Hearing and doing. Hearing and doing makes you a strong Christian. That's what makes a strong Christian. You know what makes a fake Christian? It's a Christian who maybe they hear, but they never do. They hear God's word, but they never do it. Or maybe they don't even hear God's word anymore, and so they don't know what to do. That's why church is important. You go to church to hear God's word, and when you leave church, you're supposed to do something about what you heard. Does that make sense to you? Oh, but what about the foolish man who built his house upon the
sand?
Somebody tell me, what happened when the storm came? Well, you guys are smart Bible scholars, I guess. Pastor Starnes, they know their Bibles. Look at that. I love it. What happened to the foolish man? Oh, this young man over here. What happened to the foolish man?
Went splash.
That's right. What's your name?
Isaac.
Isaac, give him a hand. Give him a hand. Isaac. 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 Come up. Isaac, come on over here. You know what? I was watching him as I was preaching, and he was listening. Mr. Greg, I love it when young people listen. So I'm going to give Isaac a prize right now, because I think he did a good job listening. So Isaac, whatever you like in here, you go ahead and pick one thing. If I were you, yeah, I'd be looking. Just move things around. You take that home. And when do you like swimming? All right, next time you're in the pool, you use that. All right, give Isaac a hand. That's good listening. I love it. Now watch me. Watch me, boys and girls. Watch now. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The storm came and it withstood the storm. The foolish man, here's a picture. The storm came and what happened to his house? Yeah. It got destroyed. You know the Bible says? The Bible says great. Great was its destruction. Great was its fall. The fall thereof. Great Boys and girls, listen. We would hate for you to have a great fall because you're not listening and doing what God wants you to do. This is, we're talking the Christian code of conduct. This is how God wants you to behave. He wants you right now, sitting here, listening to God, to His holy word. When you're at home and your mom and dad crack open the Bible, don't just hear mom and dad. Listen for the Holy Spirit. Listen for God. When your pastor opens the Bible on Sunday and he preaches the Word of God, don't just be happy to hear the pastor. Listen for God. Listen for the Holy Spirit. He's trying to teach you something. And if you do what God wants you to do, the storm's going to come, but you'll be okay. But I'm going to warn you, boys and girls, if you don't do what God wants you to do, you're gonna have a great fall. You say, well, Pastor Bill, I don't want to have a great fall. Then you better do what God says to do. Is that simple? Do you understand that? What kind of life do you want? Why is it that God wants us to hear and do? What does God want from us? What is the goal of having a godly character? Wow, that's a big word. Character. I need my lexicographers again. What does character mean? What's the goal of a godly character? Why is it that we're teaching this? Hearing and doing as the Scriptures teach us. First of all, what does character mean? Let's see, Alex. Okay, how you act and how you behave, right? Okay, so what then is the goal of a godly character? Here's the two goals, ready? Here it is. Growth, write it down. Growth and usefulness. Growth and usefulness. Growth and usefulness. The reason why God wants us to hear and do is so that we can grow, and then when we grow up, we can be useful for God. Useful for Him. I know a lot of adults that haven't grown up in the Spirit. They're baby Christians. Yeah, isn't that funny, Lonnie? Baby Christian adults. You know why? Every little thing. You guys, that's funny, isn't it? But I know Christians, they don't listen, and when they go to church, one little thing is wrong. They have not grown up in the heart, in the spirit. They may have grown up in the body, but in their attitude, they're just as whiny as a spoiled brat. Now listen, you guys don't know what it's like to be a spoiled brat, right? Well, I hope as you get older, you start to act better. I look at some of the girls here. Man, a few years ago, your hair was a mess, and now you know how to comb your hair. And some of the boys over here, you guys were a royal treat over in the cabin when you were 8 years old, years ago. And now, man, young man, you even know how to tuck your shirt. Hey, is there something wrong if a person doesn't grow up? If they stay a baby forever? There's a problem. Well, I tell you what, there are Christian babies. I want attention. I want somebody to pay attention to me. One little thing is said. Oh, they don't like me. Yeah, Lonnie's laughing because I think it's funny too, Lonnie. Listen up here. God wants us to be growing so that He can use us for usefulness. This is what happens to a person who's a baby Christian. We always have to take care of them. Always have to look after them. Always have to repeat things so that they can learn things. And You know, boys and girls, if your mom has to tell you two or three times to do something, you're a baby Christian. How many of you love playing video games? I'll raise my hand. I love it. I like Angry Birds. All right, whatever. I really do. I like Angry Birds. Now, listen, boys and girls. As you play your video game, when mom or dad tells you to do something and they have to repeat it, that just shows people that you're a baby. You still have to be coddled. You still have to be taken care of. You think God wants baby Christians? No. You know the kind of Christian God wants? You ready for this picture? A soldier for Jesus Christ. A mature soldier for Jesus Christ. Which one is more useful? Which one really works? Which one really is useful? Well, if you guys say baby, you're wrong. All right, hands down. Obviously, the most useful one is the soldier. They can do things on their own. They make decisions, important decisions. They fight. They're strong. They're brave. And that's the kind of Christian God wants you to be. So how do you do that? How then can we both grow and be useful for God? Here's one lesson I want to teach you tonight, and then I'm almost done. The way to be useful for God is to learn these principles. And this is your first principle tonight. Tomorrow I'm going to teach you something different. But tonight, you need to learn to do this. You need to learn to put off and put on. Say it with me. Put off,
put off.
And put on.
And put on.
All right. We're taking a break. Everybody stand to your feet. I want us to exercise a little bit because I'm seeing some of your eyeballs drop. Everybody inhale. Inhale. Exhale. All right, everybody go. All right, listen up. Wait. Calisthenics time. Time to do calisthenics. You ready? Let me see your fingers. Go like this. Close it into a fist. We're going to do exercises. We're going to go like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you guys feel the burn? This is tough exercise. Do you feel the calories burning? All right, one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. I'm getting a finger cramp. All right, do me like this. Point to your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
God.
God.
Loves.
Loves.
You.
You.
Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
God.
God.
Wants to.
Wants to.
Bless you.
Bless you.
And last but not least, say, God.
God.
Wants to.
Wants to.
Use you.
Use you.
All right, you may be seated. Very good. Listen up to what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 4, verse 21. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21. You want to write down this Bible verse now because we don't have time to look into it. All of us as a whole. I want to read it to you. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21, this is what the Bible says. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, verse 22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man. So let me just teach you this in the Bible. It teaches us this principle, putting things off or getting rid of sin, getting rid of immature things, getting rid of stuff that doesn't help you become a good, strong Christian. Then it doesn't just teach you to get rid of things. It also teaches you to put on some things. Look, let me just ask you a question. Let's say you just got saved. What would be some things that you need to get rid of? Can you identify with me certain things you ought to get rid of? All right? Ah, young man right there in the back.
Lying.
Yes. We should get rid of lying. Is that good?
Yes.
Amen. All right, wait. Wait. Is it enough to just get rid of lying?
No.
Okay. We ought to, when we get rid of something, we ought to also put some on something. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if we get rid of lying, what do you suppose we ought to put on? If we put off lying, we ought to put on something. Christina? Okay. Elizabeth? That's right. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Hey, if you learn to do that, if you learn to put some things off and put something on, replacing the sin with virtue, replacing the vices, the wrong habits with good habits, then God can bless you. Then you become useful for God. What do we put off and what do we put on according to the Bible? All right, let me ask you a question. How many of you love music? You just love music. I just happen to think that God put a desire in our hearts for making melody and harmony and good music in us. I really do. And by the way, you guys sang very, very well. And by the way, I think your song for choir, whenever you're going to sing, I think the Thursday morning, right? You're going to sing for choir. I think your song for choir is going to sound fabulous. I heard it as I was coming in here. I had to get something. I forgot totally. And I came in here. I heard you sing. It sounds... And by the way, your singing was much better than Monday. Even in the tabernacle. I think we're finally getting to know each other and meet each other, right? Isn't that a fun week this week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look. Do you think that there are such a thing as bad music?
Yes.
Yeah, there is such a thing as bad music. What should we do with bad music? We should... Now you know, right? Hands down. You know what to do, right? We should put it off. So if we're going to put off bad music, then what are we supposed to do after we do that? We're supposed to put on, right? Good music. By the way, that table back there has some really good music CDs. That's some good music there. And it would do you well when you go home to get rid of bad music and put in good music. It'll help you. It'll teach you. Let's see. The Christian code of conduct says this, James 1:22. But be ye doers of the
word,
and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Oh, boys and girls. Sit quietly. Sit very quietly. Shh. Now's the time where you should be praying. You really should be praying. Pastor Mark, won't you come and play us an invitation here? What's it going to be for you, sir or ma'am? Are you deceiving your own selves? Do you think you're okay, but you're really not okay? Let me ask you this question. Again, I started with this, and I just want to remind you. How many times do you have to be born again?
One
time. How many times do you have to get saved?
One.
Only once, okay? So if you've already gotten saved, if you already did that, you don't need to get saved again. But let me ask you this. Is there somebody here tonight? There's never been a time in the past. You have never received Jesus Christ into your heart as your Savior. You've never done that before. How many would say, Pastor Bill, that's me. I don't know Jesus Christ as my Savior. I have never received Him into my heart. But tonight, Pastor Bill, I need to receive Jesus Christ into my heart. I'd like to do that. Would you just put your hand up real quick? Let me see your hand. Anybody like that? I need to receive Jesus Christ. Just put your hand up. And we'll have somebody talk to you or show you from the Bible how you can know for sure. Okay? Very good. All right. Very good. I need to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. That's good. That's a good decision. Look up. If you, no, close your eyes, bow your heads. If you raised your hand, look at me. If you raised your hand, look at me. Okay, that's a good decision. That's a good choice. You need to talk to a counselor, okay? Make sure you talk to a counselor. And they'll help you. They'll pray with you. And they'll help you sort things that you need to sort out. And we don't want to embarrass you. We just want somebody to help you. All right? Now, how many would say this? Pastor Bill, I know that I have received Jesus Christ as my Savior. I know He is my Savior. I just know that I did that sometime in the past. I received Him as my Savior. Put your hand up real quick. I know I've received Jesus Christ as my Savior. I know that. I did that already. Okay. Very good. Hands down. How many would say this? Pastor Bill, as you were preaching about hearing and doing, I have to admit, there are times when all I do is hear, but nothing changes. I never do what God wants me to do. And by God's grace, with God's help, tonight, I'm making a choice. I'm making a decision. I'm not going to be happy just sitting down and hearing God's word and not doing what God wants me to do. As best I know, Pastor Bill, tonight, I want to make a choice that I want to hear and do God's word. I want that for me. I know I'm not right, but I want it. Would you put your hand up? All right. Oh, I'm glad you're listening. Oh, I'm so glad you're listening. Oh, I'm so glad you're listening. But let's surrender that to the Lord and ask God to help us do what He wants us to do. I don't know what it is. It could be putting something off. You know you ought to get rid of bad sin, but you know you ought to add good things to your life. All right? Pastor Mark, if you would just play us a song. And as he's singing, I'm going to open up this section over here. You can come. Listen, don't do it yet. You can come and pray right up front here and just kneel down and pray and say, Lord, maybe you could say something like this. Lord, I'm sorry. I haven't been listening too well. Or Lord, I only listen, but I don't do. Nothing's changed. And I want to change that. I want to make a choice and change that. If that's your heart, when Pastor Mark plays, I want you to walk down and pray down here. Now listen to me very closely. Don't just go because somebody's going or whatever. If God is talking with you, you need to come. And if you need to speak to a counselor, they'll be in the back. You just need to get up and go to the back to speak to a counselor. You say, Pastor Bill, why do I have to speak to a counselor? It's not enough sometimes for you to just make your decision by yourself. You need help. You need to open up. And your counselor is with you to help you. And may the Lord help us all. Pastor Mark, as you play, if God spoke to you, come and pray. Quietly, slowly, but pray.